3, 2, 1. Hey, Buzzheads, Curtis Tucker here with Enid Buzz, back for another episode of the Enid Buzz podcast. Probably going to try to make this one a little short. Got a lot going on, and I know I am a little bit late, but appreciate you guys checking in on the podcast. Don't forget, you can hit me up at buzz@enidbuzz.com. If you are listening to the podcast, you can listen to it on most all of the podcasting apps and platforms out there. If you'd like to see me waving at you and see the Shaggy Duck Enid Buzz Studio, you can watch the podcast in a vlog form on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/Enid Buzz or just search for Enid Buzz in YouTube and you will find me. And so check that out. And I appreciate all of you guys again checking in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, and you can subscribe to the podcast on your favorite app, and then you get notified when there's new episodes. And would love you to subscribe to the Enid Buzz YouTube channel, because I will be uploading a lot more videos other than just the podcast videos there. So go ahead and sign up for all those subscriptions. I would greatly appreciate it. Looking over kind of the big news. Don't forget, you guys can get all of this news and information at enidbuzz.com. That's where everything starts and finishes probably. There's going to be a lot more information, a lot more information permanent at enidbuzz.com. So appreciate you guys going to the website to get information. Let's see. We got Sherry Cole. Let me see if I've got her. Don't really have her on the calendar. I'm going to go ahead and just give you some information on that. But Sherry Cole, the former OU basketball coach, is going to be in Waucomas, and she's going to be speaking on building a winning culture. And she will be at the Waucomas Community Church, 221 North Main. And that is going to be on Sunday, April 28th. So I can skip over that when I get to the calendar. But everybody is invited, especially coaches and athletes. Get over there, and they're going to have like donuts and coffee at 10 a.m. Cole will speak at 10:45 a.m. as the worship service, and then they're going to have a potluck lunch immediately after around noon, and everybody is invited to get there and take pictures with Sherry Cole. So she has done a lot. She was the basketball coach for the OU Sooners for 25 years. She was inducted into the National Women's Basketball Hall of Fame in 2016, and she was also inducted into the Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame and Oklahoma Women's Hall of Fame. So if you've never seen or heard Sherry speak, you're in for a treat. The city of Enid has announced that the splash pads are going to be opening actually tomorrow, April 26th, on Friday. And so you guys can get over there. Looks like there might be some rain in the area off and on all weekend, but get over there, whether it's raining or not, you're going to be wet anyway. So those are located at 3000 West Oklahoma is the Hoover Splash Pad. And then the Champion Splash Pad is located at 700 North 10th. They will be open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. And they, like I say, they are going to be open tomorrow through the rest of the summer. So get out and enjoy those. St. Mary's has announced some administration and management changes. Chief Operating Officer and Interim Chief Executive Officer Chris Jones has served as the COO for St. Mary's for over 2 years and has acted as the Interim CEO since retirement of Krista Roberts in December of 2023. He will be resigning, and he comes on the heels of Stan Tatum retiring at the end of March. And so it sounds like Krista is going to come back and fill in that role for a little while until they get those two other positions filled. So if you have a kid or a relative that's going to graduate from Enid High School this week, don't forget that Enid High May Fete is coming up May 1st. And that will be out at Government Springs Park at 6 p.m., weather permitting. Enid High School, they've got Footloose coming up. I think that's pretty much all of the big business type news. I'm going to go to the calendar now real quick, let you guys know what's going on. The Wii Carnival, and it looks like I spelt that wrong, is out at the Oakwood Mall, and they're calling it the Tri-State Carnival, when actually Tri-State doesn't start until next weekend, but that's all right. We'll go with it. So they are going to be in Enid at the Oakwood Mall through Sunday, April 28th, and they are open every day. They will open at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Saturdays, they're going to open at noon, and Sundays, they'll open at 1, and that's all weather permitting. And then they're going to close between 10 and 11, depending on how the crowd is out there. The big deal, the way that you save money is to buy a wristband, which gives you all the rides that you can ride in a scheduled time, and those are $33. And those daily times are Monday through Friday from 6 to 10, Saturday from noon to 5 or from 5 to 10, and then you've got Sunday 1 to 5 or 5 to 10. The wristbands allow you unlimited rides for the session that it's purchased for, so just let them know which of those sessions you're going to be a part of. Enid Buzz has a special deal with the carnival. If you mention Enid Buzz when you go out there and purchase either your tickets or your wristband, you're going to get 10% off. So you might as well save a couple bucks. Be sure and tell them Enid Buzz. If you don't want to spend $33 for a wristband, they do have individual tickets, which are $4 each. You can get 10 tickets for $35. Well, right there, you're up above what the $33 was, or you can get 30 tickets for $100 if you have a family and you don't want to get wristbands. All rides are one ticket per person except for the freak out, which is two tickets. So basically each ride's going to cost you $4. They've also got concessions and games and lots of stuff out there. And they also have an ATM. You can get tickets at their little ticket booth. So go support the carnival so they continue to come back to Enid, Oklahoma. And again, they will be here all weekend long. So get over to that. We've got Wyatt Wilson. He's been traveling with a lot of bands, doing a lot of music. He's going to be playing live, kind of an acoustic set tonight at Settlers from about 7 to 9:30. So get out and have a beer. Have fun at Settlers. And then tomorrow, Friday, April 26th, is the beginning of the 2024 Enid Home Show. It is going to be a great show, all kinds of cool things for your house. If you guys are going to be doing improvements, we're talking windows, doors, roofs, baths. They're going to have all kinds of people out there to help you with home improvement stuff, but then they also have car dealers out there to get you guys some deals on cars. They're going to have people out there selling gift type items for Mother's Day, Father's Day, and graduation. They're going to have food vendors out there so you can get food and snacks. They're going to have a kids zone, just a ton of stuff going on. The entire expo center is going to be packed with all kinds of booths and vendors. And so Friday, they are going to be open at 12 to 7. On Saturday, they'll be open from 9 a.m. to 7. And on Sunday, they'll be open from 11 to 5. And the admission is $5 for an adult. If you are 12 and under, you get in free. And so that's a lot of entertainment for not a lot of money. And you're going to find a lot of stuff out there. So I will probably be out there sometime Friday afternoon. Would love to see you guys out there. And again, that's going on all weekend long. The Outlaws, Enid Outlaws basketball team has a game on Friday night, April 26th. They're going to be playing at 7 p.m. They will be playing the Santa Ana Thunder. So get out and support our professional basketball team. As I said earlier, Enid High is presenting, this is their last presentations of Footloose. If you have not seen it, please get to the Enid High Auditorium on the 26th, which is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. That's your last chance. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for students, and I have heard really great things about the production. So get out and support the Enid Music Department. We've got Leo's After Dark going on this Friday, April 26th, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and they are going to be featuring the Science of Cocktails, which you get to go play and explore, and then they are going to be making, I believe, 3 craft cocktails, each with a scientific twist, and you'll be able to taste and drink all three of those, and also just kind of walk around the museum and have fun. You must be 21 for this event to go. The tickets are $40, which includes getting you in to the museum and the three alcoholic beverages. And they had a deadline of yesterday to guarantee the cocktails, but they could still have some availability at actually Leonardo. So you might go. It's going to be first come, first serve, but get there as early as you can. If you go to Enid Buzz and click on the calendar and go to the Leo's After Dark, there I do have a link on there. So you might be able to try to buy tickets and have those. If you buy them online and they're available, then you're guaranteed a spot. So get on Enid Buzz, check out that link, or go to Leonardo's and check out that link. On Saturday, again, we've got the Enid Home Show starting at 9, but then we've got History Live going on at the Cherokee Strip Regional Heritage Center. You can learn all kinds of stuff there. It lasts from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. All kinds of fun stuff. Enid NOC Jet Baseball, they're going to be playing on Saturday at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock against Western Oklahoma. And if you have not seen a ball game at David Allen Memorial Ballpark, you guys need to get out and check that out. It's going to be fun. The Enid Symphony Orchestra is presenting their silver celebration. They've got several things going on, and they've got a performance, piano performance going on at 5. And then after 5, they're going to have an after party at 6:30, which Duly Noted is going to be playing. They've got all kinds of stuff going on. Get on their website, Facebook page, Enid Buzz, and find the links. Try to get your tickets early. We've got Robert Allen Band out at Chicaro's on Saturday night. They will be playing at 7 p.m. You guys need to get out there early if you want to get a good seat. And we have Enid High Prom going on this weekend. So please, everybody drive careful. No drunk driving in Enid. Look out for the kids as they make their way to the prom and away from prom. And then again, like I said, Sherry Cole will be speaking at Waucomas on Sunday the 28th. And you guys can get there at 10 for early stuff, or 10:45 to hear her speak. Enid Home Show wraps up on Sunday from 11 to 5. Then we've got NOC Jet Baseball playing Western Oklahoma again on Sunday at 1 o'clock at David Allen. And then a big event coming up Monday is the E-Event. It's kind of E-Event, kind of the big E-Event. And it will be on Monday at 5 o'clock. And you can join Enid Public Schools for an evening of food, music, and fun. The proceeds benefit the Enid Public School Foundation, which they do a lot of good stuff and give money to teachers that need grants and things like that. Entrance into the E-Event is only $5. That includes meal, entertainment, showcasing the musical talents of Enid Public School students. It's always a fun deal. I remember going when my kids participated in that. So always a fun deal. So that's kind of the big events. Like I said, next week, probably before next week's podcast, we do have May Fete happening on Wednesday, May 1st, if the weather stays good. So I plan on being out there at Government Springs Park. And then next week, on next week's episode, we'll have all the stuff for next weekend. Looks like next weekend is going to be a busy one as well. So I appreciate you guys checking in on this episode of the Enid Buzz Podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel, and you can see me waving frantically at you guys. You guys can see the Shaggy Duck Studio, see all the funky stuff I have here behind me. And tell all your friends to listen to the podcast. Don't forget, I do have a newsletter as well. That should be coming out tomorrow. I try to get that out every week. And if you sign up for that, you can get a lot of this information just delivered to your email. So please don't rely on Facebook for all of your information. All of my posts do not reach you. They've got an algorithm that keeps everybody from seeing everything. And we even fade out of the news feed for some people. So please stop relying on Facebook for all of your local information and go to enidbuzz.com instead. I do have a new mobile app in the works. I know that makes it a lot easier when you can just click on the app. I have posted instructions on how you can turn the Enid Buzz website into an app, and you don't even have to load an app. If you guys will Google how to turn a website into an app on your phone, you all can do that as well. But when I get that mobile app done, I will let everybody know, and should make everything a lot easier. So you guys have a great Thursday. Have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully I'll see you out at the home show, and I'm going to get out of here. See ya.